Good morning. We're going to start Kayodim Klal Chav. And we're not going to read this section inside. It's somewhat Kabbalistic. The discussion over here is the rules of when a person interrupts, what he's allowed to interrupt for in the act of during the different parts of davening, what is responses he's allowed to say, what is he not allowed to say. And to explain that, the Chayyadim first explains that there are four different levels of Kedusha which take place during davening, and as he will say in the second siman in this klal, and therefore the rules of what interruptions are permitted change from one to the other corresponding to the different levels of Kedusha. So he explains in the first siman the four levels of Kedusha, and he tells us the following. He tells us that they're based on Kabbalah. There's four different worlds that we exist in. There's what's known as Olam Hazeh, our world. Then there's the heavenly bodies, Olam HaGalgalim. Then there is the world where the Malachim exist in, that's Olam HaMalachim. And then there's the world where Kodesh Baruch Hu exists in, Olam HaElyon, where the Shekhinah is present. We also have four levels of existence of the person, he says. We have the physical body, that's called the guf, and we have the life force of the body, which is referred to as the nefesh. We have a higher level of kedusha known as ruach, that's where the person's mind and thought process, and he's starting to contemplate a world beyond himself. And then we have what's known as the neshama, which Alpi Kabbalah is basically settled in shemayim, and the bottom of the neshama exists inside of our guf. So he says, if you look at the tefillah, the different parts of tefillah, there are four sections to tefillah. The first part of tefillah corresponds to Olam Hazeh. We talk about our physical guf, so it's the guf. And you talk about the different brachas correspond to different parts of the body, and thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for those parts of the body, etc. So that's our guf, that we're corresponding to the part of the person which is the guf, and the part of the world which is Olam Hazeh. The second section is Pesukah Dezimra, from Baruch Shamar until Yishtabach, inclusive, including both. And then that you see there, we talk about, at some point, we talk about the Shemayim, and we talk about the different parts of the Olam HaGalgalim, and this is when we talk about the concept of Zmiras, is Baruch Yinafshi, is rooted in the person's nefesh. The Birchas Kriya Shema is the third section, and that we talk about the Malachim, so that corresponds to the other Mahamalachim. And then the last point is the Olam HaElyon. Shemone Esrei is the person is in the Olam HaElyon. He's standing in the presence of the Shekhinah. And that's how he understands the four levels. I do want to point out that the Rambam, without getting involved in Kabbalah, the Rambam does present this idea that there are the Shemone Esrei is an act of Amida Lifnei HaMelech. It's standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, standing in front of the Shekhinah, and speaking to him. Rav Chaim Brisker points out, based on his different diukim in the Rambam, that there are two types of kavanah a person has to have when he's davening Shemone Esrei. One is Pirush Amilas, and we know that Pirush Amilas is only ma'akev, it's only determinative in the first bracha of Shemone Esrei. That means if a person understands and focuses on what the words mean in the first bracha of Shemone Esrei, and afterwards he's not really focusing on what the words mean, he still would be yotzei Shemone Esrei. However, the Yosidiyah in a different place in the Rambam, the way Reb Chaim understands, not everybody agrees with this, but the way Reb Chaim understands is that there's a second kavana, which is the awareness that you're standing in front of the king and talking to him. And when one is standing in front of the king and talking to the king, so you have to be aware of that the whole time that you're talking to him. You cannot stand in front of the king and let your mind wander. So according to Reb Chaim, a person would lose the awareness that he's standing in front of the king at any point in time during Shemone Esrei, he would not be Yotzei Tefillah. The Chazon Ish points out that according to Reb Chaim, basically most people would never be Yotzei Tefillah in their whole lifetime, because we always have one moment where we lose that focus. So he suggests that just the act of standing up for Shemone Esrei, which is Amida Lifnei HaMelech, automatically brings that status of Kavanah and awareness into your reality. And that's how he understands that we would be Yotzei. But the point we're getting to over here is that the Reb Chaim understands in the Rambam this idea, this concept that Shemoneh Esrei corresponds to the Olam HaElyon, the highest level of the world where the Shekhinah is, we're standing in front of the Shekhinah. The last point that he says, and it's appropriate that to say it silently, because the Shemoneh Esrei, immediately if they malach, requires that a person should say it, because Shoy, you stand in front of the king, you don't talk loudly, you're very, very focused, and you're talking appropriately to the king. On that halacha, I want to point out that the person should say it loud enough that he can hear what he's saying. We hold that amira is only valid if a person says it loud enough they can hear what he's saying. However, the Zohar actually says you have to say it so quiet that you can't even hear yourself talking. We do not pass him with the Zohar, and a person has to say it loud enough that he can hear himself saying the words of Shemoneh Esrei. But he should not say it loud enough that somebody else could hear it. And that we do follow the point of the Zohar, that if the words of Shemoneh Esrei are heard by other people, it's inappropriate. So we try and find that balance. A person is davening privately and nobody else is around, and a person finds that his kavanah is greater when he can say the words a little bit loudly, so he's allowed to do so. Have a good day.